This is Tessa from Brave Radar, and you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR.
Every time the feeling comes, you never question why it comes to this way. Say you never get an answer that way, but then you wonder anyway. Just you don't really think about it, and you don't really try to figure it out. Night after night, you chase it away, but you know you can never get away that easy, and you wonder why it comes to you, but you know that's hard to say, though you know it feels bad to feel like a space case, like a loser in a meaningless place. Oh, I can't tell what's worse. Every time the feeling comes, you never question why it comes to you this way. You say you never get an answer that way, but then you wonder anyway. Cause you don't really think about it, and you don't really try to figure it out. Night after night, day after day, if the thought rises, you chase it away, but you know you can never get away that easy, and you wonder why it comes to you, but you know that's hard to say.
Welcome to Dunkin's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. And on today's show, a lot of cool new stuff, if you ask me. Some new Total, I'm going to play a song from the new Total Control album, and then a song from a new band that has a member from Total Control in it. What? Yeah, some new some new U.S. girls, a few other things, previewing a show this weekend. Lots of good stuff to listen to. At the top, we heard brand new Napeyes. They're going to be releasing an album in March. I'm Bad Now, that's the name of the album, out on Paradise of Bachelors. And that was the song Every Time the Feeling. So good to have Napeyes back. This is a good thing. Good thing. Let's listen to that band I was talking about. This is a band called The Green Child. It's a long-distance band, postal service style. So it is made up of a member of Grass Widow from San Francisco and a member of Total Control from Australia. And they collaborated, and they've created this album. The album is called Green Child, and the song that we're about to hear is called Destroyer. Here is The Green Child from their self-titled debut. Thank you.
disturbing vaccines. Hyper-sedate the nice machine. Enchanting plagues, disturbing vaccines. Hyper-sedate the nice machine.
Thank you.
All right, that was John. Didn't quite get that in time. That was John Mouse from his new record, My Screen Memories, and that was the song Bombs Away. That song was written not by John Mouse, but by someone whose name I didn't get a chance to look up, and I am now going to look up. And that person is in a band called Holy Shit, who we heard before that. So before John Mouse, we heard the song I Wonder Why from the new Holy Shit album called Solid Rain, the first album put out by Chris Nouse's Semiotics book label? Label? What do you call a book company? Book house? Publishing house? Yeah. Anyways, Chris Nouse, known for the book I Love Dick, coming to town soon to talk about Kathy Acker at the Western Front, I think like this weekend or next weekend. Anyhow, Holy Shit, I Wonder Why. And after that, we heard John Mouse, and that song was written by Ariel Pink and Matt Fishbeck, who records as Holy Shit. The reason I play them together, in part because they all used to play together, is because Holy Shit will be opening up for John Mouse on January 24th, less than 2 weeks away. John Mouse playing a sold-out show at the Biltmore. I am so excited to see him. That is like my white whale, the one band that I haven't seen that I really want to see. John Mouse, very excited for that. Before that, we heard Total Control from Australia from the album Laughing at the System. That was the song Her Majesty, Budgie. And at the top, we heard The Green Child from the self-titled album. That was the song Destroyer. Moving on, let's give a listen to a new artist, well, a new solo artist, Jackson McIntosh. He's recorded with, he was in Sheer Agony. He's toured with Tops. He was their bassist for a couple of years, just wrapped up tours with Tops. And generally like a man about Montreal. He is like Montreal scenester, decided to go out on his own, and he has a new album out called My Dark Side, coming out soon on Slenderland. And we're going to listen to the song Lulu. This is Montreal's Jackson McIntosh here on CITR.
Tickled by a sort of truth, I thought I'd get the phone and I'm a country boy, loving every minute of my life. Just a country boy, really living out here. I smell the air burning as I rake up all the leaves as goats get up on things. I work hard, I'm easy to please. Admiring the mornings, always feeling like myself. Catching my reflection in the water of the pond. Call me Billy Midnight, always in the same jeans. Losing my tonight. Yeah. I'm a country boy, loving every minute of my life. Just a country boy, really living out here. And I'm gonna die
peaceful
in my sleep at 105 with the fire burning low. And no surprises in the bedside table.
Finding love so easy and a family all around. Eating plums in autumn that have fallen on the ground. I could be dreaming, but call me Billy anyway. As I disappear in the fields tonight, they're all ablaze. I'm a country boy.
January is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and January 17th is Denim Day. Stand up for a respectful campus and ask the same of your friends. Wear denim, a Denim Day sticker, or both on January 17th to stand up against sexual assault. Why denim? In 1998, an Italian court overturned a rape charge because the victim was wearing tight jeans. The ruling stated that because the victim's jeans were tight, she had to have helped remove them. As a result, the court ruled that she gave consent to her attacker. Enraged by this verdict, people around the world launched into protest, showing support for the victim by wearing denim to their places of work. On January 17th, show your support. Take a stand against sexual assault. For information about workshops and resources or to get your Denim Day stickers, visit students.ubc.ca/SAAM.
You wake from the same dream where you get fat. To your shack, you give birth to your old cat. Your neighbors snore, he's the parakeet. Sit by the window, stare down at the street. Sunrise gray and orange streaks, 30 more weeks. The morning
ocean sound. 17 stops before you get downtown. Stomach's queasy with flashes of heat. But maybe once that belly shows, you'll get a seat. It roars and it creeps. 30 more weeks.
Right, that was The Zombies from their album Odyssey and Oracle, a classic, and they've reissued it. There's a 50th anniversary edition out, which means when I play it, it's playlist. It means it's kind of complicated, but yeah, I can play it, and there's no hit for playing something that's super old. It's good to play new stuff. Anyways, Odyssey and Oracle, back on the playlist here at CITR, much to my delight. And that was not just – you haven't heard that before. It is a new version of I Want Her, She Wants Me. a mono version with backup vocals, just so you know. Very special occasion. So I hope you enjoyed that. That record, one of the best ever. Before that, we heard Advanced Bass, which features Owen, formerly of the band Cassio Tone for the Painfully Alone. He was in town in December, and I managed to catch his show with Nick Kurgovich at the Wise Lounge. So below the Wise Hall, there's a bit of a lounge, and they played a show there. And that was the song Same Dream, version 2. And before that, we heard Nick Kurgovich from his excellent new album, In an Open Field, the song Country Boy. He will be back at the Wise Lounge, at the end of the month. So look out for that. And at the top, Jackson McIntosh from Montreal, from the new album out soon on Slenderland. That was the song Lulu, and the album is called My Dark Side. Going to switch it up. Going to get local again. The band Be Afraid have a new record out, One More Year, and they are celebrating this weekend with a release party with a few of their friends, including Sightlines, Dad Thighs, and Little Sprout. And they're going to be rocking the Toast Collective this Saturday night. So let's give it a listen. This is not just the title track. This is the band track. Sometimes this happens. Bands write songs with their band name in them. This is the song Be Afraid by Be Afraid from the new album. Unfortunately, it's not self-titled. It's One More Year. Here we go. All right, that was KMVP from the album KMVD Revenge Demo, the song So Pastoral. And I got to see KMVP for the first time on Tuesday at Shindig. It was great. They didn't win, unfortunately. Board Decor won, but I really liked the set. And if you're in Victoria this weekend, they're going to be playing there. I don't know the details, but look out for KMVP in your town if you live in Victoria. Before that, we heard Champion Lawnmower from the album Babies. That was the song Teeth of Retirement. They are going to be playing on Saturday night, Sick Bill. They're playing along with Mr. Merlot, Fake Fruit, and These Guy at the British Ex-Servicemen's on Kingsway. And yeah, that starts around 9 p.m. Very good. And at the top, we heard Be Afraid from the album One More Year, the song Be Afraid, and they are, as I mentioned before, at the Toast on Saturday. I mentioned These Guy. Saw them for the first time at Shindig as well. They also did not win. Board Decor won. Congratulations, Board Decor. And yeah, they're going to be opening for those other bands on Saturday night at British Ex-Servicemen. So let's give a listen to their stuff. Here is These Guy from the album Who Is It? The song Internet Girl. Here we go.
Subject to change and be completely written off within the terms and conditions you read and agreed to. I said it's on the internet, full stop, comma, the end.
Now that we're back, not for mine. By the way, this is somebody's favorite show! Hi, Dan Shakespeare here. You know, for most of the stuff that I play, you probably think that I'm much older, but you know what? Most of you are probably way off, because I'm only 23 years old. Tune in to The Shakespeare Show between noon and 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's songs from before the 1920s to alternative stuff today, plus jokes and riddles, all sorts of fun stuff. Just put any of it on your iTunes if you need to. Pretty soon it'll be coming out on albums.
Alright, well, time is almost up. We just heard Rec Center. Dealer to the Stars is the name of that album, and the song is Actual Life. And before that, we heard These Guy, Who Is It is the name of the album, and Internet Girl is the name of that song. We're now listening to Chris Horrific from his forthcoming album, Dealer to the Stars, coming out in late March. This is the song, I Was at the Height of My Powers. It is his krautrock number, and it rules. Thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned to Jaden with K-Pop Cafe and other great programming here on CITR this afternoon. Our website is down right now, but as soon as it's back up, we'll get the podcast going. And I will see you next week. Have a great weekend, everyone, and happy birthday to my dad. See ya.